You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 23rd of April 2019. What we saw yesterday was a show unlike any we've seen in 2019. All the details of the activities that transpired yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today and hope for is what I bring to you on this morning exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. This is a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was a black Monday for the Lal Street as Nifty saw its worst decline of 2019. The sentiment on the street was weighed down by rise in crude oil prices, which rose to a five-month high, and the rupee, which touched a fresh two-week low. What was the final tally on the Lal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex plunged 495 points to 38,645, while the Nifty 50 closed 158 points down at 11,594. Both indices saw their worst session since the 21st of December, according to a Reuters report. For bulls to remain in charge of markers, the index has to remain above 11,550 and climb above 11,856, which was the record high recorded last week, while a close below 11,550 and 11,500 could lead to further selling in Indian markets. Amid the mayhem, investors lost 2 lakh crore rupees in a single day. The sell-off dragged the average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies to 151.6 lakh crores from 153.33 lakh crore rupees on Thursday, making equity investors poorer, like I said, by nearly 2 lakh crore rupees. The rupee on Monday plunged by 32 paise to close at a two-week low of 69.67 against the American dollar following a spike in crude oil prices on reports that the US will end waivers on Iranian oil imports. I've always confused Iranian oil imports from Iran. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 73 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 68 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be from the earnings front as well. As many as 14 companies on the BSE will declare their results for the quarter ended March, and that includes names like ACC, Indiabulls Real Estate, ICICI Securities, Tata Global Beverages, Sterlite Technologies, among others. We have some estimates available from Motilal Oswal, according to whom ACC's PAT is likely to grow by 44% year-on-year to 353 crore rupees. Quick look at the charts now, not the horoscope ones, which I'm certain you've already checked out. These are the technical charts that dictate or at least represent what the markets are doing. Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold kind of candle after a bearish candle. India VIX, that is the volatility index, moved up 5.76% to 24.05. The sudden spike in VIX indicates limited upside with a volatile swing in the market. The index slipped below its crucial support of 11,600 and the next crucial support was now placed at 11,550. According to experts who also advise traders to avoid buying on the current dip. Nifty closed below its crucial support of 13 EMA placed at 11,637 and more pressure can be expected on the downside with initial targets placed in the 11,550 to 11,514 zone. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. 11,550, 11,600, 11,760. Maximum call OI placed at 11,700 and 12,000. Maximum put OI at 11,500 and 11,000. And finally, we spoke to finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call today. Minda Industries has a buy call. Last trading price of 379 rupees, target 408 rupees, stop loss 370 rupees, 370 for an upside of 7%. Bajaj Auto has a buy call. Last trading price of 3050 rupees, that is 3050, target 3193, 3193, stop loss placed at 2950 rupees, 2950 for an upside of 5%. And finally, Tata Communication has a sell call. Last trading price of 577 rupees, target 554, stop loss 590 or 590 for a downside of 4%. So Minda Industries and Bajaj Auto with buy calls and Tata Communication with a sell call. Well, that's a quick curtain raiser on what we can expect over the course of today and indeed a quick recap of all that transpired yesterday. We wish you luck on the Lal Street. I hope that the stock market gods will smile upon you. Yesterday was Black Monday. Today, hopefully, shall not be Black Monday and White Tuesday. considering it's the return of Game of Thrones and winter is here. Some white might be nice, but that's not the colours we go for on Dalal Street. Hopefully the bulls will return to graze on the pastures that might end up being green. All of the action, of course, we will be relaying live during the course of the day on the website. But if you happen to miss those, you can always return in the evening for an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.